This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we're getting into that holiday season, and if you haven't already bought that prime rib that you're planning on serving for the Christmas time, you might be getting ready to make that purchase. But like any other beef prices, we're seeing those steadily rise in the grocery store. How long can the consuming public handle that? We'll find out right after this.
From improving sustainability to boosting exports and funding innovative research, your investment in the Soybean Checkoff is helping to create new opportunities for farmers. It's fueling progress and opening doors to new markets. See for yourself how the checkoff works for you by visiting iasoybeans.com. Together, we're growing more than just crops. We're growing the future. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of driving the industry forward.
Cattle prices have been riding a long high, and it's been amazing mainly because it's during a time when the consuming public has been having their wallet stretched tighter. For some reason, though, purchasers are still willing to pay higher prices on their beef products. All proteins have seen a price increase at the store, but beef is still gaining power with the public. And how long is it going to last? That's a question that's been posed to Robo Research's senior beef analyst Lance Zimmerman, and he looks ahead to what the marketplace could look like in stores as we start the new year.
The good news is, if you think about it from a grocery basket perspective, general food inflation, general inflation for all meat and poultry items has been a lot more manageable than overall inflation. And so as we navigate that going forward, beef prices are going to continue to inch higher. And so the burden's going to exist on the beef industry to continue to be expensive but worth it, making sure that in the minds of the consumer, they can justify that higher price point.
Now, there has been some income growth amongst the populace to match many of the price increases we've seen in the grocery store, and those that have been finding wage relief are still purchasing beef. Zimmerman relates to us that cattle producers need to realize that they are incredibly fortunate in this tough economic time, that many people are still making that choice to cook at home and buy quality beef products to put on their dinner table.
The good news is, if you think about it in terms of where's the consumer's income today, yes, we're inching that higher that they have to work a little bit longer to pay for that pound of beef, but we're actually a little bit down from what the highs were in 14 and 15. Back then, they had to work 10 minutes to pay for a pound of beef. Today, they only have to work about 9 minutes to pay for a pound of beef because we've had income growth over that time. So yes, beef prices are inching higher. We certainly have to keep that in mind relative to the consuming public, but we're seeing exports adjust a little bit lower because the U.S. beef consumer can afford to pay those higher prices, keep more of our U.S. beef here. And we're also seeing relief from the producer in feeding them a little bit longer and doing some of those things to minimize some of those slaughter declines.
Now, of course, the consumer needs to definitely make sure they're perceiving a value when they're making those purchases at the meat counter. Now, of course, many stores are running sales, and there are other things that are enticing people to buy, whether it is part of a sale deal or it is being offered as a sample in the store, which then entices people to make that impulse purchase. But one thing the consumers do have in their favor is that processing capability is still being increased, thanks to investments from the USDA and many state departments of agriculture.
Invest in more packing infrastructure. So we saw a lot of USDA grants, a lot of State Department of Ag grants to add more capacity. We're still working through some of that additional capacity today. We're going to continue to add capacity the next couple years.
That again was Lance Zimmerman. He is the Rabo Research Senior Beef Analyst. For more on this story, you can log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.